Well, it has been very intense, and I think it has been very inspiring. But there are also issues that I feel that aren't being discussed really enough here. But
like what?
Well, for example, I feel one of the most important questions for young women in Sweden today is the mental health issues, because this is one of the reasons I think that young girls maybe aren't able to attend school because of depression or because of eating disorders. And this is also one thing that affects girls much more than boys, up to 3 times more. And I think it's also an effect of gender inequality, because it's a part of the expectations that are part of the girls' gender roles. For example, with the eating disorders and the way that you're supposed to look and everything. And I think this is something that should be included more in the sessions, not only for Swedish girls, but also I heard someone talking about HIV as mental issues as an effect of HIV should be discussed more as well, and as a part of pregnancy. So I just feel that it should be included more in all the discussions about health, because it is an effect and a big part of health issues. So I feel this is one important thing that hasn't been discussed almost at all.
What about the issues that have been focused on as a young woman?
Mm-hmm.
How much have you learned from the issues that are being focused on at this place?
Well, I think there has been a lot of discussion about, for example, other health, like reproductive health and those kind of things. That's very important. Poverty has been very important and discussed. And I think I have learned not something in particular, but it has been more of a feeling that so many people are involved and that so many people come from around the world and share their experience. And I think this is a very important thing, to hear all the different voices. So that's important, I think.
Well, you just talked about eating disorders and how they cause depression amongst girls.
Yes.
On Monday, there was a session about sports and how it can empower women.
Mm.
You are in school.
Yes.
Do you think that is something that could maybe help deal with this problem of eating disorders and depression?
I think so. I think it could be used in many different countries. I actually know an organization started by a Swede who's working in Mozambique at the moment, and she has focused on soccer, and soccer being a way to empower women and learning about their rights, and being a way to get a sense of belonging to something. And I think definitely that this is one way to reach out to girls and get them engaged in something. So I think that could be important. One last comment is also, I think that the discussion of intersectionality about different classes, different ages, different social backgrounds, that hasn't been discussed enough at the CSW. So this is another thing that I would like to see more in the future.